Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Flow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Yes, and right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece of the feast, it's time to call blow. Yes. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational stack to see successful guests promote a self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
And greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome to the remix. Peace and greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome to the remix. Are you guys hearing that, too? Are you guys hearing, like, a super echo? Like, you hear it 3-4 times tonight. We are definitely in stereo. Definitely in stereo. Wow.
Are you guys hearing that too?
Okay. All right. Let's see what's really going on here. Peace and greetings to everyone.
I'm hearing like a super echo.
Yeah. Let's see. All right. Maybe that's better. All right. Okay. There we are. Lots of energy in there tonight. Peace and greetings to everyone. I want to say welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you are live in the remix. Peace and greetings to everyone out there. So glad that you guys are out here joining me here on this wonderful, super amazing evening here tonight. Depending on what part of the world you're in, I definitely hope the sun is shining. And that you did go out there and get you plenty of that beautiful sunshine that is available out there. It's just been amazing weather that we've been having, and it's always good to feel the sun on you, feel the sun on your skin, your back, your legs, your neck, and just to be able to be out in this amazing energy, especially for those of us in the Western Hemisphere. Now, I know in other parts of the world, the weather is a little different for you out there, but wherever you are, I definitely hope you're taking advantage of this beautiful energy that is here. Peace and greetings to everyone, and welcome to the remix tonight. I do want to go ahead and give out the call-in number, 646-652-2711. That's the number to call. That's going to get you locked into the remix, as well as our international callers that are calling from all over the world. If you're out there calling, and no matter what part of the world you call in, we definitely want to invite you to come on over and join us in the remix. And it's couple ways that you can call in. You can dial the U.S. country code. Once you dial the U.S. country code, that's going to get you locked in, and then dial 646-652-2711. That's how you can get in. You can also Skype in. So you can come on over. I'll give you those cosmic directions. Come on over, www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix, and that's going to get you locked in. You come on over. The chat room is open. The Remix family is in the house. They are sure to make you feel welcome and right at home once you come in. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, let me be the first to say welcome. Welcome. Welcome to all of our guests here. Peace and greetings to you guys chatting and chilling here tonight. And so, you know, chat and chill is like one of those things. Like, we never know what happens. When we're chatting and chilling, we're just going to be chatting and chilling. I'll be taking your calls tonight, answering questions for you guys as well, sharing with you, talking a little bit about what's going on, what's been going on in the air, what's happening, and all of that good stuff right there. So welcome to the remix. Welcome to the remix, everyone out there. Wow. Do you want to give some shouts out as well? I want to give shouts out to all the Remix family, the whole crew, everybody. Woohoo! Planet Remix, baby. I want to give a big shout out to everyone from Planet Remix. So glad you guys are joining us here in the forum tonight. And good to see you guys. Feel your energy out there as well. So welcome to the Remix. Also want to give a big shout out to all the amazing priestess out there. I've been getting just responses to the amazing work that you're doing, the sisters doing the readings out there from the priestesshood. Just big ups to all of them. And then also want to give a very, very, very special shout out to everyone who is, you guessed it, self-invested. We have kicked off our second season of Self-Invested, and it is just such a pleasure. We got a chance to meet last Saturday night, and there are still people becoming self-invested at this particular time. That enrollment is still open. Getting a lot of emails from brothers and sisters all over the world who want to become self-invested. Let me talk to you a little bit about what self-invested is. Self-invested is an opportunity where we get together and we kind of go into what we call the Kundalini lab. We go in the lab and we begin to work one-on-one. We get to work as a group and we kind of roll up our sleeves and we kind of get our hands dirty and we get to it. Everything that this life and beyond is about is what we deal with in self-invested. And we do that. It's such a powerful space to be. And so many amazing brothers and sisters from all walks of life that do all kind of work in this world, from healers to teachers to professors to lawyers, doctors, dentists, mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, children, priestess. We have everyone who's self-invested, business people. We have entrepreneurs. We have people from all walks of life. Who are a part of self-invested. We have professional bakers, cake bakers. We have creators. We have everything. You name it. They are in self-invested. And we're so excited because we're going to be kicking off Kim Biz. And as you guys know, Kim Biz was a class that myself and Brother Bilal taught as well. And we did Kim Biz in a very, very big way. In fact, we were speaking tonight about that and just thinking about when we first did the first Kim Business class back in 2012 and how amazing that was. Well, we're bringing those components of self-invested. We're bringing those components into self-invested. It's going to be super cool. We're going to be kicking that off tomorrow night. And so self-invested, you guys, wow, it's just amazing. So I want to let you guys know it's never too late to become self-invested. It is something that it's never too late to invest in yourself, your family, invest in your work, and be able to work with a soul group of individuals that really, really connect with that energy in such a badass way, coming together with the whole self-invested crew. So we are certainly so super excited for tomorrow because we're going to be kicking off Kim Biz. If you want to find out more about being self-invested, how you can become self-invested, maybe you're just a little interested in being self-invested, just email us question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4blue at gmail.com, and definitely you can become self-invested. So excited about self-invested and just everything that's happening there and with all of the amazing brothers and sisters that are coming in self-invested as we speak. Also, I want to give a big shout out to everyone because you guys are loving and we're getting so much feedback from Digital Rituals of you guys doing the meditation every night. I get an email every day. We're getting emails about the meditation. Those of you, the Soul Body Workshop, which is now available that you can download, as well as the Love Seminars, 7 Layers of Affection. That's another big one. A lot of that energy with relationships going on at this particular time, love energy going on and really, really helping you with a great understanding. That workshop of 7 Layers of Affection is a workshop that myself and Brother Bilal, we did together. Amazing. If you want to tap into that energy, you want to find out more, you really want to get an understanding, you can definitely check that out. So all you have to do, if you look in the show notes here, you'll see how to get to Digital Rituals website there. You'll be able to go there. You can download. It's instant. You don't have to wait. It's right at your fingertips, and many of you have. So big ups to all of you. As well as you guys picking up the Know Your Magic audio workbook, another amazing tool for these times. Why are these things important? Why is this momentum just building up so fast right now? Is because we're already shifting ourselves into 2015. And we're moving into that energy pretty fast now. So you will see a lot of things geared towards that that's happening. Much of what's going on in front of you is illusion at this time. It's just all an illusion. A lot of distractions that are out there, a lot of things trying to take you off your path, really trying to let you know that it is definitely time for you to just surrender, take another route, go another direction. I really encourage you to follow your heart. Follow your heart, because often that means you're right at the edge of whatever else you think it is, or however worse you think it could be. You're at the edge of that. You're really being able to see that in a very big way. So, yeah, all kinds of stuff going on out there in the cosmos and beyond. Welcome. Welcome to Planet Remix, everyone. It's so good to see you guys in the house tonight and to have you here. I see you feeling yourselves all up on the phone lines as well as in the chat room as well too. So 646-652-2711, you can listen in that way. International shots out from the east to the west, to the north, to the south, and beyond, about what's going on, about all kinds of things going on. I do want to talk to you guys some more about this energy. We're going to dance a little bit, kind of move ourselves around, kind of into the groove. I want to remind you, if you're new here, once again, welcome. We're happy to have you here. We're always happy to have the Remix family members joining us from all over the planet. But I also want to remind you that you can download this show as well as all of the Remix shows. It's well over 600 shows. You can go through the archives and take a listen. And you'll be able to go. Everything there is timeless. You'll be able to feel that energy and see what's speaking to you at that particular time. So I want to encourage you to do that as well. And it's a couple of ways that you can actually go. You can go over to the iTunes market. Those of you who have iTunes devices, you can go over to the iTunes market. And you can do a couple of things. You can click it from here. And you can go to the iTunes market and subscribe. Please subscribe. If you like the shows, if you love the show, subscribe to the Remix on the iTunes market. Leave a comment. You can even leave comments over there as well, too. I check those out from time to time also. But you can also go to the iTunes market, and you can download the Remix app. That is a gift that we have given to you. Here from the Remix, for you to be able to download that app and have the Remix with you on the go on all of your devices, absolutely everything that you own, whether you're on your Mac, your PC, your iPod, your iTouch, any of those devices, and you can access iTunes, you can access the Remix. For those of you who have smartphones or things that support Android, you can go there. No worries there. A gift for you to there. So there's no excuses that if you have a smartphone or any smartphone device, you can go to the Android market and you can download the Remix app there, as well as all things that will keep you connected to Planet Remix. And so you can always be tapped in, tuned up, and connected. So peace and love to everyone out there. So good to have you guys in the house tonight. This does my heart joy. Does me big joy to be able to be here on Friday night. Sometimes with our busy lives and just things that we have going on, sometimes it takes a minute for us to be able to be in this position. But I will tell you, this is one of the things that I take great joy in my heart. It makes me smile to be able to come and hang out with my soul group, with you guys here in the Remix. So I thank you guys for always being here with me. That's one of the things that I can count on in this world here, and I love that. So we're going to get ready to dance. We're going to listen to some music, and we're going to dance, and we're going to hear a little baby blue, and then we're going to come back. We're going to start chatting and chilling right here, live in a remix. We're live in the remix, everyone. Mm-hmm.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right. Mm-hmm.
No.
That was Pops and the Staple Singers, and I'll take you there. Wow, I love that song so much, and every time I hear it, it just reminds me about being connected soul. Not just recognizing that we all have a soul, but really being connected to the soul. Just really being able to feel the vibration, the energy, the movement of what it means to be connected to something that is soulful, you know, that is soulful. So I love that song. I really do. peace and greetings, everyone. Welcome to the remix, everyone. I'm so glad to have you guys in the house tonight. We're going to get ready to get started, and I'm going to go to the phone lines. I'm going to be taking your calls tonight. We'll talk about a few things tonight and really just connect ourselves with that as well, too. The other thing that I want to let you guys know, because I've got a lot of emails on this, and I talked about it on the show that I did last week. So if you didn't hear that, I want to invite you to go back, download. But I want to talk to you about, I will be doing Akashic Record readings again from the Premier files. Now, I will give you the date and let you know it is going to be coming very soon, so be on the lookout. So I haven't forgot those of you who have been sending emails saying that you want to have that reading done from the Premier files, the Akashic Record reading, definitely, and I'll be giving that date out of when that's going to start. That's going to be coming soon, so I definitely wanted to put that announcement. A couple of people are hitting me up now, like, okay, Ms. Blue, you said you was going to do that. So tonight, we're going to go to the phone lines. I'm going to open, I'm in one of these, I know, kind of moods tonight. So we'll do some things. We're chatting and chilling. If you guys want to share some things, we could talk about some things. You got some questions you want to ask, we can answer those questions. We could talk about that as well. Don't forget, it's Friday night, and what happens on Friday night, the weekend, is when we start taking the order for the Kim deck. So this is when we start getting those orders in for the Kim deck, the Know Your Magic psychic deck. Amazing deck. I love it. It really keeps you current. It helps you work those psychic muscles. I'm going to jump around because there's quite a few of you on the phone line. So I'm just going to kind of jump around to a couple of callers here and see what you guys are talking about. So call in tonight. So we're going to go to the phone lines, calling from area code. Let's go to area code 217. You're live in Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 217, you're live on the Remix. We can't hear 217, so we're going to go to the next caller. Press 1 if you have a question or something you want to say. We're going to go to the next caller, calling in from air code 443. You're live in the Remix. Yeah, let's go there. 443 looks good. 443, you're live in the Remix. Who's on the line?
Yes,
hi, it's
Big Ignis Blue. This is the Remix family. This is Jeff out of Rosedale, Maryland.
Okay, greetings to you, Jeff.
Hey, I got a question. I've been pondering for some time and waiting for a chat and chill moment, you know, to ask it. And, it's this one. The question is, while talking to people, I don't know, it's like, what do you really say, when they have conversations with you? Coworkers, family members, where you're just sitting around talking and you're not really, you're listening to them, but you're really thinking about, yourself, your soul, your metaphysic stuff, you know. So what do you really say to people, you know, to other people that don't really, you know, that's not interested or even talk, mm-hmm. think about that stuff? Like in conversations and stuff, what do you say?
Well, you know, Jeff, that's an interesting question. The first thing I would tell you is that if a family member or a friend is talking with you, then you should focus on the conversation. and be present, because I think that's where you're just going to stand to get your own blessing. I mean, what do you say to them? You say to them whatever is in your heart to say to them. But if you're somewhere all out in woo land and you're not even paying attention to what they're saying, then you two are not really having a conversation. You know how they say your mind is here, but your body is somewhere else? You know, mm-hmm. Your body is here and your mind is somewhere else. Well, that's kind of what that is. So it really isn't a strong conversation going on if you're not present. If you're thinking about something else and you constantly have something else going on in your mind, people can tell when they're talking to you if you're tentative, if you're thinking about somebody else, if you're texting, if your mind is wandering on something else. People can feel that. You know, this is a natural ability that we all have as human beings. So my question would be for you, why would you not want to be present in a conversation?
Well, because I'm just because I am focused on, you know, learning who I am and trying to make myself grow. You know, metaphysically.
Yeah, but Jeff, don't take this all, you know, don't take this and mentalize it. You know, don't take this in your mind, because your mind doesn't have the ability to do anything with it. It's like fish being in a fish bowl. All it can do is swim around in a circle. That's it. It's not designed to be in your mind. It's designed to be a part of who you are. And you're cheating yourself out of so much of your own experience about getting to know who you are. The truth of the matter is everything that comes in contact with you, everyone who speaks to you, everything that's in your environment, everything that you see is connected to you. That is you. And so as much as you try to block out those things outside your world to say that you hate them, you dislike them, you don't want to be connected with it, this is you. It's a part of you. And so when you're able to embrace that and you're able to recognize the God in all things, this is why our ancestors out of ancient Kemet, they used the term Natirs, because they recognized that God existed in everything. And therefore, there was a Natir for everything. There was a God and a Goddess for everything, because God and Goddess exist in everything. But there's no way that you can tell me that you can look at something, you can look at someone and not recognize the God in them, but you want them to recognize it in yourself. It's impossible to do.
Yeah,
so this is not about isolating yourself. Getting to know who you are is not about separating yourself from people. It's not about cutting people off. It's not about any of that. It's about being in your highest vibration, and then that is what will be connected to you. There's lessons that can be learned from everything, absolutely everything. Every morning when we wake up and you see the sun shining, there's a message there for you. There is a lesson there for you. There is a part of you that is connected with that. And so you can't forget to be able to live your life for real. Because if you're only dreaming in your mind about your life, one thing is for sure, you damn sure ain't living it. You're not going to get to know who you are. You're doing just the opposite.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Okay. Okay.
So that answers
your
question. Yeah. When someone's talking to you, be present in the conversation. You have enough time in your mind by yourself. You spend way too much time in your mind. It is time for you to stop thinking so much. Get out of your mind. Get out of your mind, literally. Yeah.
Wow.
Because if you stay in your mind, one thing is for sure, Jeff, you will go insane.
Okay. Well, I don't want to do that. Okay.
Well, I don't want you to do that either, Jeff.
Well,
I don't want you
one
to
more
go insane.
One more thing. August 10th is supposed to be the supermoon night. And I have been, you know, I've done some research on it, but I haven't done much. But what I wanted to ask you was, in this past week or so, have you done anything in your past archives dealing with that?
Well, I'll tell you something, and I'm just going to kind of speak from the lessons I learned from Brother Bilal. What the hell is a super? Every fucking moon is a super moon. Stop
oh,
it.
Damn.
That's some shit they made up. A super fucking moon?
Oh,
really? All moons are super.
Okay.
Moons, you know, when you begin to talk about it like that, all moons are super moons. You understand? And they can't tell you what is making something super and what is making something not super. If you want to be able to take this reflection of the moon, is really about, the moon is really about connection. That's what it's about. It really is about connection, and it really about reflection. So, you know, you can utilize those things when we begin to see them as the moon, as something being reflective. You can utilize it as that, but don't get so caught up in external things. Don't get so caught up in what terminology is for a supermoon. You understand? Because we're going to have some moons that are going to be coming in 2015 that they don't even have a name for yet. It's going to be things that are going to be happening that they can't even explain. And so, you know, remember these terms, all of these terminologies. They are more to just express the times that we're in as opposed to anything else. Is there a lot of energy on the planet right now? Hell fucking yes. It's so much energy. But there's always so much energy. And so when these different gateways, when these different portals begin to open themselves up, it allows those who may not be conscious of how to get to the energy and connect with the energy and balance themselves out, it allows them an opportunity to do it too. So we have more and more people waking up than ever. I don't have that much faith in humankind, though. It's not going to be this revolution, and one day we're all going to be able to go outside and be able to have this super conversation about energy and matter and about the gods and goddesses or angels or demons or whatever we want to say. It's not going to be to that point, you understand. But people consciousness has been raised. The frequencies are there for those who are choosing to raise their frequency. We did a show, myself and Brother Bilal, a couple of months ago. It might have even been last, about Welcome to the Sixth Dimension. We've been there. For those of us who have chosen to go there, right now we're moving into this energy, and this is why you're seeing so much chaos on the planet right now. But wherever there's chaos, there's peace. So you get to choose. Where do you want to be?
Okay. I want to be in that sixth dimension. Okay. But okay. I was able to see through my pineal gland a week ago, and that was so exciting. I never experienced that before. So that was really, really great.
Tell me how you see through your pineal gland.
Oh, okay. Well, how I did, I was meditating, and I was by the ocean, and I was meditating, and it's like I had this headache deep inside my mind, right in my head, and then I just kept my eyes closed, and like these rays of light and circles of light that started sending forth from my forehead, and I was able to just see it, and I was seeing everything around me. And then I started seeing all these other images, stuff I've never seen before,
mm-hmm.
and in different colors, like, you know, not like a rainbow effect, but just different colors as I watched the circles, you know, flow through. And then they looked like they were burning, some of them, that's just. And then I just watched them go, and I was getting so excited. The next day I was trying to open my eyes, and then everything went away, though, you know, so. Yeah, but that was really cool. That was really interesting.
Yeah,
I was
sounds
real excited.
Very
real excited.
Interesting. Well, good for you. Good for you. Yeah. Good for you. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. All right, Jeff. Just be present. Be present.
Right.
Peace and love.
Okay. I will.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 631. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 631.
Hello?
Hello, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Mike from New York.
Okay, greetings to you, Mike, from New York. What part of New York are you calling from, Mike?
I'm from Southside, Jamaica, Queens.
Oh, Jamaica, Queens. All right, peace and greetings to you, Mike.
She's human, too. Wow, yeah. I can't believe I got on.
Well, you're on.
I have to tell you.
You are live.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. Your voice is magnetic. It's amazing.
Oh, thank you.
But I don't know if you doing any readings tonight, Miss Blue. But I guess my question was I feel like I've learned a whole lot in my life, and I just feel like I have all this potential, and all this knowledge and everything, but I feel like I'm definitely holding myself back, and it's just like I feel like I have all this potential and everything, but sometimes I get a breakthrough, and I'm good for a little while, but then next thing you know I hit another roadblock, which is it's a part of life. But, I just feel like I have so much to offer, but I have, not a direction.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
so
tell you something.
Sometimes it gets hard,
yeah. And I do understand that. Sometimes it does become very challenging in particular areas. I want to tell you immediately when I get into your energy, Mike, I really want to give you a big hug. Like, just a big hug, because you are such a kind-hearted guy, you know what I mean? And we need more brothers like you that is just out there, that is just willing to, open your heart to the extent that you're willing to open your heart and to do that. Because at the end of the day, yes, you do have a lot of potential, and you could do a lot of things, but, I kind of hear LL Cool J kind of singing in my ear. Year. And you know what he's singing?
What's that?
I need love.
Word.
That's what he's singing. He's like, I'm alone in my room. I can't go. I'm like, get it, L. Get it, L. L is just singing in my ear. He's singing, I need love. And that's kind of where you are in your life right now. You need love. And it's something that you feel that you haven't really got to the extent that you felt that probably you deserve when it comes to even your mother.
True. Very true.
You know, is that you felt like you didn't really get like the love that you really deserve to get, and that part of you is really what keeps you motivated. It keeps you hype. It keeps you going. I understand. I'm a love child too. So, that love element is something very sacred to me as well too. And I know that that's very, very sacred to you. I know right now your relationship is being tested like it's never been tested before in your life. Yeah. So here's what I want you to do. And this may seem a little crazy, but again, you're talking to Miss Blue, so it's not that crazy. But here's what I want you to do. Do nothing. Do nothing. You know the song, "It Don't Fit, Don't Force It"?
Yeah.
Don't force it. And what's happening right now is you're trying to force some things. Don't do it as much as you feel you need to. Don't force it. Just kind of hold tight for just a moment. This energy is going to kind of move itself past you really in about 3 months. And some things are going to open up for you. But here's one of the things that I do want to say to you, and I need you to help me with this understanding of this, because tell me about you and why would I have a gentleman who looks like he could be an uncle or a brother telling me about you in school?
Wow. Even when I was younger, I never had like a real connection with school. Like, I would daydream a lot. I would be into other things. And it's like, looking back at the whole school thing from when I was young, even to the point of getting out of high school and going into college, it seems like a blur to me because, it's like I don't, you know, I don't really recall much of it. It was like something that it just didn't connect with me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Even now, it's like, you know, I'm going to college and everything, but even that, I don't feel like any connection towards it. You know, I don't feel like, you know, I'm obtaining, you know, the knowledge that that they're giving me, but I don't feel very connected to it.
Mm-hmm. And here's the thing I want to talk to you about that is you feel it's almost a waste of your time.
Yes, in a sense. Yeah.
And so, but then when someone says, "Well, Mike, what do you really want to do?"
Right. Right.
You don't have an answer. Like,
right.
It's like,
right.
I don't know what I want to do. This can't be it.
Right.
This ain't it.
Yes.
I'm telling you that, and I'm kind of making a joke to you for this reason, because I want you to know that everything that you're doing, truly, one of the things I will tell you, you're hell of creative. You're a very creative brother. And the other thing that I see for you is that you're a seer. You're kind of a seer and kind of a healer, and those are sort of your natural abilities for you. They can be naturally. Why other people have to sit there and meditate and do all this other stuff, this shit comes to you just like, I don't know, like you could be in the kitchen getting some water and some shit will flash by your mind and you'll be like, wow, that was different. What was that? You know, those kind of things that are happening. So a lot of that energy is naturally a part of your ability. And here's what I want you to think about, okay, even though you're going through this process of school and there are some things there, but I want you to think school is really to help you, because one of the things that you have very hard, you are not disciplined at all. You understand? So I want you to think about school at this particular point, that it's really not there to teach you all of the stuff that you're learning. Are you going to learn some things? Of course you are. But really, your main point is for you to stay committed to some shit and dedicated,
right,
and disciplined.
Right,
yeah. That is your grounding guide for you. Because if it wasn't for school, oddly enough, and I know you can validate this, me and you may be talking from you in the spirit world.
Right.
Get it? So school is a little different for you. So I'm glad that you recognize that it's not your stopping ground. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to start using your phone, and I want you to start filming things, and I want you to start looking through those eyes and seeing what magic you can pick up that way, because a big part of your healing is going to come through the expression of digital expression when it comes to film and theater and that kind of thing, and being able to see things from a different perspective and tell a story in a very, very unique and defined way.
That was excellent. That was excellent. Excellent. Wow. I just got one more question. I'm sure there are like positive forces around me.
Of
but,
course.
Is there anything like you know you could pinpoint?
Yeah. You mean like what? Tell me.
Like ancestors or.
Actually, yeah, I'm trying to figure out who this person is. He looks way too young to be your father, but he looks like he could be an uncle or a brother who's on the other side that's very close to you. So that's why I ask you, because he started telling me to ask you about school.
Wow. I'm not sure, but I'll think on it.
Yeah, think on it. You know, here's the other thing I will tell you. You do have a lot of spirit guides that are around you, which is going to be a little different than that, because this guy – who is around you, I don't feel a very strong connection. So I want you to think about where you have been in a position or a place, and maybe he'll kind of tell exactly where he connected with your energy from. But you do have lots of ancestors that are around you, of course. And oddly enough, this came up in the other show, but do you have ancestors from the islands?
Not that I know of.
But there are some that are there. I can tell by their dress, the way they're dressed. So you may want to talk to the family and see the way they're dressed. I can tell because they're around you. I see a woman who looks like she could be your grandmother, maybe great-grandmother, but she looks pretty good. That's on the other side. And, you have some of them and lots of spirit guides. You actually have a total. You have a total of 10 spirit guides with you, which is pretty tough, pretty, you know, nice crew. And they're here to really kind of help you with discipline and getting grounded kind of things. And, they're there to help you. So they're there to reach out to you.
Thank you so much, Ms. Boo.
Yes, and let me know how
you. I love you.
Love you, too. And let me know how things are going. But just remember, that's the formality. You're going to know when it's time to make that shift from school and to do other things, but really that's there just to give you some foundation and grounding. So you're absolutely right. But I want you to think about that because that is helping you with discipline, and that's where you struggle with right there with discipline.
Yes, yes,
you're doing a good job. You're doing an excellent job, and soon it'll be over. It'll be a blur in a minute, and you'll be glad that you had that foundation. But we go through these different, I call them schools. You know, we're like modern-day shamans, so we're not going through the same kind of things that shamans had to do back in the day. We do them differently. And a lot of times when it comes to jobs and schools and trades, this is really us going through a shaman journey, believe it or not. So a lot of times we start to think of this too much like worldly things, and we have to begin to start living from our higher self on a day-to-day basis and not looking at these things as if it's something separate from ourselves. But we are the ones who are writing the records now. We are the one creating the records for the future. And so no longer do you have to go somewhere and, you know, spend 100 nights in the wilderness and to get your, you know, to pass your shaman things. You're going through shaman. This is your shaman journey. And you can know that because every time you got to get ready to do some classwork, your ass is like, trying to, you think you're going to die. Oh, no. I may not live. I don't know if I can make it to the morning.
Oh, very true, very true.
So, yeah. That's what it's there for. So now you can really get a good understanding about what it is. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you so much, Ms. Blue. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Likewise. Peace and love. Peace and love. Hold on.
Peace and love to you.
Beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Let's see. Let's jump around here. Let's go to the caller calling in from area code 609. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace, Ms. Blue. It's Nisa calling from New Jersey. How are you?
Oh, great. Greetings. Greetings. You said Nisa?
Nika.
Nika. Oh, Nika. Hey,
yes.
Nika.
Hey, Ms. Blue.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Yeah. How is everybody in the reading? Good.
Greetings.
I get so nervous when I talk to you, Ms. Blue. Goodness.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. But I have a question for you. It's a touchy subject, though.
Okay. Go ahead. You know, we love that kind of shit here.
I know. All right. So I constantly deal with, incest things from having that have happened. And that is something that continues to, another incident just came up in my family again.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what question to ask you. I just want some, like, what, I just want you to speak on it.
To speak on, tell me what you, what part of it you want me to speak on.
Well, it affects me. Like, I just had another episode, like the one I had last year. And I know that that is, like it's the, it has, like I always have like visions of it. So I know it has something to do with me. So like how can, get, if you can tell me how I can help me. And I think that that would continue to help my family. You know what I mean?
You know, you're such a strong sister. And, you know, I definitely love, I love the way you take care of you, you know. And because one of the things that's so true is we teach other people how to love us. And sometimes that's a tough pill to swallow when we feel we're being mistreated or things happen to us in our lives. You know, it's a very tough pill to swallow. That we teach other people how to love us. But you're doing a beautiful job of really teaching those who love you how to love you. Here's what is going to be needed for you. I want you to think about this, communication. Communication is going to be big coming into 2015, and we're already in this energy of communication and technology. That technology is going to be coming in. We're kind of like rewriting all of the records again. So everybody gets a clean slate if they choose to. But you have to do your work. But everyone is going to get a clean slate. And I think that's some real cool shit. So everybody who's been bogged down by karma, who's been bogged down by ancestral ties, who've been bogged down by these soul agreements, who've been bogged down with a whole lot of shit, that they would say that this is why they are the way they are or this is why they do what they do, will have an opportunity to start anew. You understand? That's like getting those fresh pair of heads, you know, that are all white, no scratches, no nothing on them, and you put them on, and you got your nice little shorts on, and you like, I got my white shorts on, I got my white kids on, got you on a nice little cute little T-shirt, and you like, look out. Until
don't
you
nobody
go,
better.
That's right. Nobody better not step on my shoes. They better not splash nothing on them. I'm just clean. I'm just fresh and clean. You just clean. So you get an opportunity to do that. But here's the thing. That opportunity is here for us now. It's not waiting for us in the future. It really is here now. And so the main thing for you is communication. Because here's the thing. You're a highly intuitive sister, so you already know when this is about to fucking happen. You know.
Yeah, you're right.
I got about 2 weeks, and I'm about to go. You understand?
Yes.
What is happening for you is this is a lot of your built-up frustration and anger. But let me tell you what your frustrations and angers are coming from, Mika's. It's all your fucking coulda, shoulda, wouldas in your life. You cannot do this to yourself. Trust me when I tell you, you cannot do this. It will literally destroy you. You cannot. When you want to do something, you need to do it. Don't sit back with your couldas, with your shouldas, and with your wouldas. Don't do it. Communicate. Say what you feel. Really get in that particular space. And it's about preparation for you. You have to set up your preparation rituals for yourself. That means that when I always talk about the Save Me song, the Save Me list, you need to have that. You need to have that damn save list.
So you know that there are certain songs, there are certain musics that really help ground you, and it really does. These day-to-day practices, these things that you know, that you already know, that once you start going in your room and you start throwing things on the chair, then it moves from the chair to the floor to the dressers. And when things get really out of place, you already know what's getting ready to happen.
Right.
So this is how you begin to see, because see, our spaces speak to us. They speak to us in divine ways. And they tell us, hey, listen, you already know you can't keep going to bed with the kitchen dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's more than just the kitchen being dirty. You understand? That's your heart. That's where the heart and soul of things are. It is the expression for yourself and everyone who's living in that sacred space.
Understood.
So you can start, that's you not taking care of your heart. You understand? When you go in your bedroom, that's all about the subconscious mind. You got to make sure that that's clear. You got to make sure that things are clear. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you. You're breaking up a little bit, but I hear you. Like, really, it's not that bad.
Now, y'all know I have been clear for what? The last few weeks, about a month or so, because Baby Blue was gone. Ain't no telling what she is doing, because she back home from college. She probably got every TV, every PlayStation, you name it. She got the iPod, the iPhone. She got everything going one time.
So it's not that bad. She might only have like 5 devices connected, because it's not that bad.
I'm going to go ahead and blame it on her because she home. Because I was crystal. I was just clear as a whistle. And now, now. So, yeah. So that's the big focus. But this is going to do that and start putting these in practice. And even, you know, some foods, you know, making sure that you need to have more red foods incorporated into your diet. Strawberries, different things that are red, you know, grapefruits, of that nature. You need to bring those in because that's going to help you with your energy as well. Then the other thing is you have to be able to tell yourself that you don't have to have this. You see? You don't have to have this. You really need to open up more to the possibility that this could actually stop one day. And every time it's going to get longer and longer in between when the episode comes, it's going to be longer. It'll be 5 years, then it'll be 10, then it'll be 30, then it'll be 50. Every 50 years, hell, everybody has the episode.
Yeah.
You understand? Stop giving so much power to what it is. Give yourself permission to be upset. You ain't got to walk around with a smile on your fucking face every day. Who said that? What kind of, who wrote that? You understand what I'm saying? We don't give ourselves permission to, we don't give ourselves permission to feel. You know, that if we come out of this habit, then we're no longer conscious. You understand? And people around us try to hold up to those expectations of, oh, you can't have a bad day. Why not? Why not? I can't just say today is just one of them fucked up days and I just feel good about it. Why not? You need to give yourself permission to allow your emotions and your feelings flow through you. And what happens is when you stop them, when you try to cut them off, when you try to pretend that they don't exist, it has to, the energy has to go somewhere. You
right.
understand? Some people turn to drugs. Some
right.
people turn to sex. Some people turn to violence. Some people turn to food. Some people turn to beating their children. Some men turn to beating their wives. You know, some women turn to beating their men. You know, it's all because of shit that happens. Some people destroy their bodies, you know, with disease and ailments. Other people just let it fester in their mind. But rest assured, energy can't be destroyed. So it has to move. It has to come out. It has to get out some kind of way. You know, take some boxing class, put some gloves on, and get that shit out. You got to find a way to channel that shit out and give yourself permission to be to understand that today's one of those days you can do that. Another thing that I have told people to do is you need to have a temper tantrum. You need to do it at least a week. Lay down on the floor, move shit out your way, and feel better. But you have got to give yourself permission to think. You think that people, you know, could bother you, so they say, girl, crazy.
I hear you.
I said, it bothers you when somebody say, girl, you crazy.
Oh, yeah.
That should bother you. It should bother you all. Everybody crazy.
I mean, know that.
Everybody crazy.
Truly know that,
You ain't got to be sensitive to that. Girl, you crazy. You damn skippy. I'm crazy. I'm so crazy. I'm getting ready to tell you what's on my fucking mind right now. So communicate your truth. That's going to be the one thing. And then be able to recognize to give yourself permission to sometimes be sad. Sometimes it's okay to be sad. You know, that was something for me that struggled with. It's okay for me to say that I'm sad. I don't know why. You know, be like, oh, I don't want to deal with you. And why are you acting like that? And what's wrong with you? And stop it. You understand? Stop it. Give yourself permission to feel it's okay. Don't stay there forever. Sometimes we have to set the clock. Say, okay, I'm going to be feeling this for 5 minutes. After that, it's time to move on and feel something else. But give yourself permission. Some things in life are truly sad. Some things in life are truly things to make you angry. Some things in life are really something that you say, that was fucked up. Some things in life like that. But you have to give yourself permission to just allow this energy to flow through you. That's it. And as far as running in the family, being hereditary, right, and all this other bullshit, what is hereditary is that y'all don't know the truth in your family. So I see somebody else doing the same thing, holding all that shit in.
Exactly.
You know, looking at people in the and wanting
communication.
You bullshit. Yeah, you full of shit. You really want to say that sometimes. And I know sometimes it's inappropriate because some of these are our elders and some of them are old.
Right.
But you can, you know, my mother always told me you can tell anybody anything you want to say. It's how you say it.
Right. Right. And I'm working on all those things that you're talking about. Like, I really am working on, like, being able to express my truth and that communication aspect of it. And but the whole thing with that incest thing is lack of communication. But that to me is not something that, like, people should not talk about. You know what I mean? And I'm gaining the ability to be able to say it respectfully. Yeah.
Well, here's the other thing too. I think sometimes we pacify bullshit as women. A lot of times, and I'm speaking primarily to our older sisters now, we pacify bullshit a lot of times. And we know that nasty little uncle don't need to be around all these children, but people allow them to be.
Mm-hmm.
You, something you should be quiet about at all.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all.
I'm not, because I'm done. Like, I'm sick of it. It's like, it's... Yeah, but I thank you for that, and thank you.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what I want you to do.
I love you, Miss Blue. Thank you.
Love
thank
you too,
you.
Mika.
I love you, Miss Family too. Thank you.
Yes. Much love to you, Mika. Hold the line.
Love to you too. All right.
Peace and love. Hold the line. Beautiful. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Let's see. I'm just going to jump around. It's so many of you guys on the phone line here. Calling in from area code 313.
Hey, Ms. Blue.
Hey, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Ms. D from Motown.
Okay, Miss D from Motown, the Motor City.
Yes. happy Friday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Happy Friday.
When I was listening to your last call, you were talking about how things are into you that are around you. And this week I was just having such a bad time. I've really been trying to, you know, focus on, you told me a month ago about, you know, cleaning my house out and preparing for new things. And this week my car stopped working, and it just really put me in such a depressed state. And I'm just like, I'm really trying to be positive. You know, I know I'm going back to work in a couple of months, but now I'm like, oh, God, how am I going to get there? And it's been a crazy year. And I'm just like, you know, what is going on? You know, it's like every week I'm down to zero. No money, nothing. You know, it just, thank God, my utilities and everything is on, so I'm okay with that. But I'm just like, what is going on, Ms. Boo?
Well, you know, what's going on is you're changing. And, you know, that's a good thing. Your car not working is because some of the places you was trying to go, you ain't had no business going anyway.
Okay. To the store? Yeah. We're going nowhere. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but I know you get the gist of what I'm saying. Don't worry, your car will be up and going when it's time for you to do. You still have work that you have to do at your house. But here's the thing I want you to do. I want you to be able to look at this and really be able, and I know it's tough, trust me. I know it can be challenging, but certainly you can do it. Is know that, you know, we have a saying in the Kim Business class in Self-Invested, everything is working in your favor. You got to know that.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know that it has no other choice. It has to be working in your favor. Even though you can't see it, even though things are looking really kind of, I don't know what's really going on, it's working in your favor. And that's what you remind yourself. I know this is working in my favor. It is, because it's your life. So it has to be working in your favor. You get it?
Yeah.
It has to be. Mm-hmm. And this isn't the time to start playing the victim. Oh, no, why me? Oh, no, all this stuff just keep happening to little old me. I'm trying to do the right thing. The more good things I do, the more bad things. Lord, is the devil coming? What's happening? No, none of that.
No.
None of that is happening.
Right.
You understand? Mm-hmm. None of that's really happening. And, you know, it don't look good in a victim's outfit. You don't look good. That's not cute, you know? So you want to know that, like you said, my lights is still on. You know, my utilities is still on. No, I don't have my car. That is a bit inconvenient for me. But this is also going to allow you to take more responsibility for you, because now you have to use public transportation and other things to maneuver yourself to get around.
Right. Yeah.
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 So this is, you know, what's going on is things are shifting and changing. But you got to know that they're shifting and changing for the better for you, you know, at this time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a good place. Got to keep cleaning. I seen you did some work. Yeah, you kind of got a little lazy on me, but you did some work. You did.
Yeah, I got a little lazy this week. I was like,
You got a little lazy.
Yeah,
but
stop this week. Yeah.
Just keep doing that. Just keep doing that. You're really in a good place, and your energy is more uplifted, even though these things are going on for you. But your energy is uplifted, and I would say get about 2 weeks. Things are really going to kind of you'll be able to see. You'll be able to see so much clearer. So much clearer. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Alrighty. I have a dream about my mom again.
Hey, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess she's trying to tell me it's going to be okay.
Don't say you guess. Don't say you guess. You got to say you already
know.
That's right. Yes. You already know she telling you. You ain't guessing at this. We don't guess.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. I know. She said things are going to be okay. And ducks were in my dream, so I guess I need to get all my ducks in order.
Hey, girl, you getting it in. Get your ducks in order. Get your ducks in a row, girl. Get the ducks in order.
Yeah, get the ducks in a row, yeah.
You know, the other thing about ducks, and whenever you see ducks and swans and things of that nature, you could take a look at the goddess Sarsvetti, because she often sings a swan, a beautiful swan, and she is the goddess that sits over all of creativity, especially when it comes to music and writing and all of those different creative modalities. Really give some work and some energy and look up the goddess Sarsvetti, because she has powerful energy when it comes to the ducks. So the ducks really come to show you creative ways to move yourself forward and stay afloat. Because if you ever watched a duck when he's in the pond or they're in the pond or in the water, how gracefully they float on the water. So ducks, and they are really going to only stay in very calm waters. So the ducks are also a good sign that things are going to be smooth sailing from here going forward, and really show you how to begin to move yourself forward. So look at the duck kind of like your animal totem. And study study those things of the ducks, because they're coming more, yes, to tell you to get your ducks in order, but also to show you how to begin to move yourself forward. So the ducks are one of your totems. You want to work with them. Study them from a physical aspect of what the ducks do and how they live in nature, and then begin to look at them through the metaphysical world and see, because there's plenty of gods and goddesses that are connected with the ducks and swans as well, and you'll be able to see them as well.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Okay. All right, we have a good night.
All right, you too. Thank you so much, Miss D. I'm glad you called in. Peace and love to you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling you from area code 404. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Miss Blue.
Hello, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, I'm Tammy from Atlanta.
Okay, greetings to you, Tammy, from ATL.
Thank you. Greetings to you, Miss Blue. let's see. I have a question.
Okay.
Can you pick up anything that my mother, she's deceased, that my mother is, maybe wanting to tell me about my life right now, anything that I'm not noticing.
Let's see if we can. Let's see if we can. You know, sometimes what happens with spirits is, I know for me, sometimes I go find you guys' ancestors. I may have to go find them. Sometimes they're just, like, I have a lot of them here with me, and sometimes they'll come forward and be like, hey, wait, I want to tell them something. So let's see what's going on with your mother and what your mother has to tell you about what's going on right now.
Okay.
How long has your mother been gone? About 8 years?
Five.
About
this
5 years.
This year will be 5 years, yeah.
It'll be five, okay. I knew it felt like quite a few years. Okay, all right. Okay, well, I will tell you this for sure. First, I just kind of want to kind of get some insight from this. Okay, so when your mother's passing, even though she went quick, it was sort of one of those passings where she knew she was going to pass, correct?
you know, I think so. She had a massive heart attack, and she knew, you know, she knew that what was going on because she was on the phone with my auntie, and she was telling my auntie that her arm was hurting her really bad. And then when it started to hurt her really, really bad, you know, she told her, I gotta go. And she just, I don't know if she put on the phone or dropped it. But
yeah. Well, she's saying that did go really quick. It was quick. It was quick passing, but she knew she was going. It was a quick passing. And by the way, she sends her love to the whole family. Your mother was your mother's is a little something else here. Sorry. Okay, so let's see. This is her. Okay. One of the things that your mother is saying is that her main thing that she wants to talk to you about, and she has some concerns about, and that she wants you to really pay attention to, it has to do with your sex life. Does that make sense?
No. Well, no. Well, I don't understand, but I'm listening.
Are you drinking water or something?
I'm sorry. I'm running water. I'm in the kitchen.
Okay. All right. That's fine. Because she's talking about just about you and, you know, for lack of a better word, just about you, and she's worried about your sex life. That's what your mother is saying. She's worried about your sex life.
Okay. Well, I'm confused. I don't know why she would be worried about my sex life, but. Well,
are you married?
Yeah, I'm married, but I'm separated.
Okay, so I can see why she worried about your sex life.
Yeah. But I mean, to me, that's my least worry.
Well, she said no. She's kind of worried about you and just that. She's saying about your, she's definitely saying pay very close attention about your sex life and about what's going on with you and your sex life. You know, she said that's her area of concern for you there.
Okay.
That's one of the main messages she brings. Then the other one is just really about how you're taking care of yourself, you know, mentally, physically, like, you know, not really doing anything, not really, you know, you're not really doing nothing, she says.
Okay. Nothing like what?
Like you're not doing anything, you know, like for you, what are you doing for you? Nothing.
Okay, for me? Okay, I can see that, yeah, and she's right she's right because I've always been that way. I've always given my whole, you know, a lot of me to the children and my husband, the marriage, you know, and I never, you know, take time for me, and now that I'm starting to, it's like I'm stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I'm starting to pay attention to me and listen to me, and I'm stuck. It's like I don't know which direction to go into, and I'm like, okay, what is wrong with me? Why am I stuck? I don't know what direction to go in, and like I'm confused.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think it's more because it's difficult to move on. And there's a big part of you hoping that, of course, your husband would come back and you guys will get back together and things would just work themselves out. That's a big part.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay, and that's a real honest thought for you to have. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not telling you to stop thinking that thought, but what I'm saying is that you have to still take care of you.
Right.
You still have to do things for yourself. You still have to live your life. You're still going to have to do that.
Yeah.
And take care of your children. And take care of your children at the same time. But you're still going to have to take care of you. You really are. So you're stuck because you're thinking if you do something that that's going to cause your husband not to want you or not to come back. Hello?
I'm here.
You know what? You're the one that asked me to go get your mama. Now, your mama done put it all out on the table. Now, you don't want to talk about that.
I know. I hear you.
Your mama and your sex life is what she worried about. That's what your mama said. That's what you better be focusing on.
Okay. But I just think that because I'm not a young person. I'm not old, but I'm not a young person, and
what
I just feel
what
like
is
my
that? What? Wait, hold up. I feel like where's Wiz Khalifa? Hold up. What?
Well, I just say that to say I just feel like that, you know, my sex life is not really. It's something that it's not really my main focus right now. My main focus right now is on me and, you know, my spirit life and my goals and aspirations and my faults. Well, not my faults, but, you know, stuff about me that I don't like and stuff
Wait
about
a minute.
Me that I...
Hey, what do you mean? What? Huh? Stuff about you, you don't like, you, yeah, help me understand. Listen. We could keep going through this, but I want to help you out right here. First of all, you know, any time that someone gets rejected or any time someone leaves a relationship or any time someone breaks up, you know, we start to do that as people, as human beings. We start to say, what's wrong with me? Something's wrong with me, and this is why XYZ happened.
Okay.
Is there some shit that you should have been doing? Of course. But you don't need me to tell you that, and that ain't what you called in for tonight, so I'm not going to tell you that. But you already know what it is. And a big part of what was is you wasn't taking care of you.
That's true.
That's the whole issue. You wasn't taking care of you. It's nothing wrong with taking care of your man because that's a responsibility too. When you're in a relationship and when you're in a marriage, it's your responsibility to take care of your man. It's your responsibility to take care of your children, but it's also your responsibility to take care of you. But I want to clear your mind about something. You could have very well been taking care of you and still got fucking left.
Okay.
Do you get it?
Yes, I do.
So I don't want you to be thinking there's some magical formula that you can make somebody fucking stay with you because you can't. You could offer the fucking world. You can tell them everything. If they decide they don't want to be with you, there's nothing you can do about it. Nothing.
I'm here.
Oh, I know you're here. I know you didn't go nowhere. So I want you to understand that doing that, trust me, been there, done that, you not living your life is not going to change nothing. It's only going to change you, your life. That's it.
Okay.
So... have your little pity party, but that's over because you don't have time for that.
Okay.
It's time for you to, you can still learn and love who you are and continue on your spiritual path and still continue to live your life at the same time.
Okay.
You don't want to wake up 10, 20 years from now with the coulda, shoulda, woulda. You don't.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? If you and your estranged, is that what they call them motherfuckers these days? I'm sorry. Estranged husband are to get back together.
Mm-hmm.
Then he'll get you guys will work that out. I'm sorry, y'all. I don't even know where that came from. But yeah, if you and your estranged husband are to get back together, then you guys will get back together. But you need to learn how to live your life. And it's going to be tough. Some days it's going to be easy. Other days it's going to be rough. But at the end of the day, it's going to be you. You understand? That's the person you're going to have to be able to look at. That's the person you're going to have to be able to look at and to love and to be able to take care of you. Because all the tears in the world, all the crying in the world, it has not changed your situation.
Right.
It has not changed it. It's not going to change it because you cannot make anybody do anything that they don't want to do. You cannot. Cannot. Can't do it. And you putting yourself in misery, that's not healthy for you. It's not healthy for the children. It's not healthy it's not healthy for anything. More importantly, it's not healthy for you. So really, you know, spend some time with you, you know, loving on yourself, you know, showing yourself love and, you know, taking care of yourself, you know, just because. You know, sometimes as women, we think the only time we could do something is because we want it for a man. No, do that shit for yourself. I take care of myself for me. I don't do it for anybody else. And yes, of course, others can be able to take, others can be able to get love from it. Yes, they can be able to reap the benefits of me taking care of myself, but that's done for me. It's not done for anybody else. Because when you start doing this shit for somebody else, and when that person leaves, then you feel like all of you are gone too. You dead. You dead with them. You gone. Really? Seriously?
Okay.
Yes. Like they're saying in the chat room, you better get you a freakum dress and some red bottoms. And, you know. And put on a little bit of turn down for what, you know, and, you know, keep moving. Keep it moving.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
So there you go.
Thank you.
But your mother is around you. She loves you, and she's there with you, and, yeah, she's there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Ms. Blue.
You're welcome. Peace and love. Thanks
and
for coming.
And I love you.
Love you, too. Let me know how that goes for you. Peace and love.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Oh, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 202. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Kelly, and I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
I'm sorry. Who's on the line?
Kelly from Washington, D.C.
Oh, Kelly from Washington, D.C. Greetings to you, Kelly from D.C.
I would like to share a dream with you. Well, it wasn't really a dream. It was like I did a regression and see if you could help me to figure out how it's impacting me right now.
Mm-hmm. You did a regression and you want me to help you figure it out?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Kelly. I just wanted to make sure I heard you right.
Okay. So I was at my hypnotist, and I was trying to figure out why I had this problem with things around my collar. So she took me back in this regression, and I saw myself in like a box, like a middle passage kind of trip inside of a crate, and my neck was connected to the crate. And then the person, it was me and one other guy, and I was a guy. And the other person beside me died, and he was, like, deteriorating up against my body. And so it was like, doing a lot of meditation to get out of that space. And I think that, that person that I was able to project himself into different spaces, because I never saw him going on leading a life as a slave or anything, but just one other flash of him and a woman, like, living their life. And I got the sense that he was just okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I want to ask you a question. And the reason I say this is because what you should have been able to get some answers. You know, I didn't do the regression for you, but you should have been able to ask the person who did this to explain it to you.
I could have done that, and she was willing to do that, but I was just feeling so upset in the moment that it happened that it was late at night. I just wanted to go home.
And you didn't think to go back and ask them afterwards?
Oh, I won't have another appointment with her for another month.
And they're not open to discuss things? I mean, and let me tell you why, just to stay in the integrity, you know, is because you had this regression. There's some things that I could tell you about it, but you've already made up your mind about what it is. That's what I want you to know first. So we don't play games here. Make sure you be solid to whatever you choose to do with the information. Because you've already made up your mind about what it is, which is a good thing that you've seen. I don't know what kind of regression they put you in, and I don't choose to go behind anybody's work. Because the way that I do it, I don't leave you in a disaltered state. But that's me, Miss Blue. I wasn't there, so I, you know, those are not things that I speak on. I make sure you're clear. You don't leave and you be unclear. About what happened. I would really recommend that the person you entrusted to take you through this regression, that you have that discussion with them, because it seems like you got left somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you should be very clear. Regressions are not designed to do, you know, this isn't Jane in the chair. You know, you're talking about people's lives, you understand, and energy is real. You know, this is hangman, you know, that's really where the ancient saying of regression, hangman, came from. You got left hanging. You know how people say, man, don't leave me hanging?
Yes.
You don't want to be left, you're left hanging. So, you know, I would strongly encourage you. I think it's great that you're exploring that. You're a very intuitive sister. And like I said, you already know what it is. And I understand about looking for that validation, because it wasn't you felt it wasn't clear for you. So go back to the person that you trusted to put you in that state so that you can get the clarity that you need.
Okay.
Yeah, I would strongly recommend that you do that, because they're the ones that took you in and took you under and put you in that state. Get the clarity there. Why not?
You know what, Miss Blue?
Yeah.
The thing is, like, I listen to you all the time, and I know who this person is that I'm working with.
Yes.
And it's not... That's just not what she does. What she does is you go have your experience, and that's what she does. What she does not interpret your experience or help you sort of integrate it into understanding what that life is about. And I know that that's something that you do, and that's why I ask you.
Yeah. And no,
but I understand what you're saying, too, that
yeah,
you don't want to go behind something someone else did. I get that.
Right, because here's the thing. You would let somebody take you into a regression and then just tell you we're done? What are you going back for? To do it again? I mean, I'm asking you this because you're telling me, you know, what is the point of doing the regression if you're going to be left with so many unanswered questions? What's the point?
Well,
Do you understand what I'm saying? So, yes, I do this kind of work. Yes, I do this. I would say to you, I would just really encourage you to, you know, have that conversation. Ask if they could take you further back into that particular point and to take you there and to put you into that regression to that degree. Because if this is their line of work, you know, maybe you could check out people you're working with to give you, be able to give you what you need. That's what I'm saying to you. You know, I think it's fair. I think that's very, very fair for you to give that person an opportunity, because I'm quite sure if you trusted them, they trusted you too. And I'm sure they would have no problem if you said, hey, look, this is how I'm left feeling, and I really want to discuss this. And I'm sure able to take you to the next step and show you, you know, how you can get some clarity there. I just couldn't imagine somebody being reckless like that to say, that's all I do is just take you there and bye, get out.
That's not what I meant to imply that she did. So
Okay. Well, Yeah, but I would do that. I would have them take me, have them see if she can take you back into that life. And so that you get some clarity and kind of search around a little bit more. If that's the work she does, that's no problem. Even if she says, well, because no one can interpret your regression. That's why they regress you. You get it? But there is sort of understanding to help you as the person taking you into the regression. So really just sit down and have a conversation and say, here's some of the things I want to know about this regression. Take me back so I can get these answers I need. You can get them for yourself. It's not difficult. I have regressed people to other worlds, so I'm quite sure that she can do that. You can get those answers you need. You know, and you can be left, you know, feeling good about it. Who wants to go through? I mean, we're on Earth, let's face it. We got enough shit here that can leave us twisted. We don't need to get regressed to be twisted.
Right.
Yeah. But I would love I would love to hear your very intuitive, sir, like I said. I know you figure it out. Yeah, you can. You can even set those intentions when you go to sleep at night and see if you can take yourself back there.
Okay.
All right. Well, let us know, because we want to hear about it, Kelly. And thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love. Peace and love. Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. We're going to the next caller calling in from area code 504. Your live remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings in the line, please.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Brandon. Ms. Blue.
Greetings, and Brandon.
All right. And I'm calling in from right now I'm in Texas, but I'm visiting my brother. I'm from outside the New Orleans area in Louisiana.
Okay, greetings.
Okay, I wanted to maybe ask you a few questions. One is, right now what I'm dealing with is just a lot of stuff just kind of got snatched away from me. Like, it's unexplainable. Like, finances, transportation, you know, stuff like that. And it's like I just feel trapped and, I go about with a positive attitude, but it just seems like everything like kind of at a standstill. So I kind of use that time to get in spiritual work, but, you know, I know to get more spiritual materials, you need finances, and that's kind of like, it's kind of hard right now. You know, some stuff you can't really ask to get because don't nobody really understand, like to say like spiritual work, it's kind of like everybody kind of like, you know, that's devilish. So it's like, to get anybody to get that, it's kind of like pulling teeth. So it's like I'm trying to get what I need, and it's, you know, and I'm just in that spot.
Let's take a look at that. Take a look at what's going on with you here, Brandon. Mm-hmm. You said it's almost like everything just got snatched away from you.
Mm-hmm. Like over time, it's like it'll be one thing, and it's like I have things that be going good, but then it's like when it dropped, it's like it'll drop harder than the incline.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be slowly, like one thing, then another thing, then another thing. You know, like I should be like, you know, it's fine. I'm like, I'm going to still continue to build on myself and everything, but it's like,
No, as you just continue to push on. How long have you been listening to the remix, Brandon?
It's been, faithfully, it's been quite recent. Because before I would listen to clips on YouTube. Like, I listened to some previous ones with you and Brother Panic.
Yes.
And and I've just been pushed, and I just felt like, oh, actually, I actually sent you an email. I don't know if you was, had time to read it yet. It was from tweet, b_028@yahoo.com. I had mentioned about I posted I got a reading from a Yoruba priestess.
Okay. Go ahead, Brendan. Go ahead. I'm still working this out. Go ahead.
But I believe that while I was helping her move, because she was in Slidell, that's the city, and I was helping her move, and she was moving to Florida, and she had wanted me to come with her to move, but I couldn't because then when she got there, it was like a short time. She passed away, and she passed away because she was grieving from a loss that she had suffered. And I was kind of like, when I was helping her move, she was dealing with that. So it's kind of like I was there kind of helping her kind of get through it a little bit too. And, like shortly after that, she passed away before I could have time to go and visit her in Florida. But I had other stuff I was trying to do, and so I couldn't because she wanted me to travel with her to, help empty the truck out. But I couldn't, I didn't have, I had other stuff I had to try to do to get myself together.
I remember now, Brandon. I'm just kind of getting your energy here. I'm going to actually pull some cards from the Tim deck for you. And so we can see what's really going on, All right, so a couple of things. The first thing I want to tell you for coming in and definitely with patience. The other thing is this has a lot to do with just cycle that you're in. I think you're giving way too much energy to it, and this is what's weighing you down because you're spending so much time thinking about it. And even to the point where you've kind of convinced yourself that possibly, like, you got this dark cloud like Charlie Brown following around. And anytime the sun comes out, all of a sudden the cloud is going to cover the sun. And it's going to cover the sun and things are just going to go bad. That's simply not the case.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want you to really hear that. That's not the case at all. There's some lessons that you haven't got yet. So I'm going to ask you a question. And, Brandon, I want you to tell me the first thing that comes to mind. What makes you happy?
What makes me happy?
Mm-hmm.
I guess feeling like I did something.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you could say that. It's like I made an accomplishment that I set a goal and I accomplished it.
Go ahead. And what also makes you happy is that you can feel like you want it and that you can help other people.
And you know that's what I was going to say, but I kind of skipped around it.
Yeah, I know. All right.
I skipped around it.
Yeah. Your number one work here is you're a healer. You know, you carry sort of that badge of warrior healer. And you work best when you have purpose. And if your purpose is helping other people and you can accomplish things and do things, that really lights your soul up. That makes you feel needed that makes you feel wanted. You know, it allows you to get that warrior out of you. I can even see why in this lifetime you chose to reincarnate back in Louisiana, you know, because they have the Indians there, the Mardi Gras Indians. They have those warriors that used to once walk the land and really guard it with a real strong fist, and one of those warriors. But right now what's happened is you don't have a tribe. You feel lost. You ain't got nobody to lead. You ain't got nobody to say, come on, y'all. It's just me. It's just Brandon. And it's nowhere to go. But this is a good place for you right now. I know you can't see that now. This is a good place because it's time for you to kind of be in a moment of silence for a minute so that you can clearly begin to think things out and really see exactly what it is to do to move yourself forward. So you got to stop thinking that certain things are beneath you that you ain't going to do. I ain't going to work there. I ain't going to do that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you got to remove that attitude because this is what's going to allow you to get into finding more of your tribe, of who's around you, of what you're connected to, and how you're connected to that. Because you can't find sitting in the house feeling sorry for yourself, thinking, gosh, I should have left when I had the chance. Should have got out of here when I could. That's not going to work for you. So is it going to be just for a little bit? That's about the ease up for you. Feel like in about 4 months. I said, feels like it's going to ease up for you in 4 months.
Yeah, because right now, like I said, I can't really do.
Yeah. But you could do a whole lot right now. What are you talking about? You're on the phone talking to me. You could do a whole lot. What are you saying? Of course you can.
No, I'm saying as far as like a lot of, well, you know, getting back to what I was saying about, like getting supplies. Like, say, I want to get a, even with panty packs and all that, but it's like, you know, I'm just trying to find ways to get, you know, to get myself straight so I can get all that kind of stuff, like books, all kind of stuff like that.
That's right. That will come. But you can do a whole lot. Because I'm going to tell you something. More than your area code, which is 504, we have more remix shows than that. And there's a lot of things that you can be doing that really doesn't require you to do anything. Remember, the real work starts on the inside. That's where it starts. It's not from things on the outside. It starts from really doing that work on the inside. And right now, it's time for you to be in that place of stillness for now. The rest will come. You'll be able to buy all the books, all the tools, all the things that you need. You'll be able to take classes. You'll be able to do all of those things.
Do you see, and I also want to know, I had a brother that had passed before. Like right before I was born, he had died, and I also want to know if he have a strong connection with me, and he needs me to say anything to my family, because I think they're still kind of hurting from what happened to him, and I don't think they like to talk about it. But I know my mother referred to like a lot of habits he had. I like used to do them when I was a lot younger, and I kind of have like some of his same traits. So
now,
tell me about
let me ask you this. Tell me about, what does water have to do with your brother?
Water?
Yeah.
It was, from what I've been told, it was more of gas, like on carbon monoxide, because he died from carbon monoxide poisoning.
I don't know why. I don't want to say that that was water, but I do see something. But, you know, the thing about it is, you know, one thing, I will tell you this. I don't know what water had to do with it. I don't know what water had to do with it. I don't know. I just see a place, and I see water near it, like lots of water near wherever this place was or whatever. How old was he?
He was a teenager.
He was a teenager.
Mm-hmm. So he was like, I think, like 15 or 16.
He was 15 or 16. I don't know. Something that happened when he was 10 years old. But, and you may want to ask your mom, maybe she remembered something when he was 13. I don't know, but something around the age of 13 or 15. But the thing about it is he really, you know, he really was an evolved soul, you know, very creative. He used to laugh and liked to have fun a lot. He was kind of like the person that kept the family laughing and joking. And he was because he's kind of showing me all kinds of stuff he would do. And he just kind of was like the clown of the whole family. Like, you know, he would always make you laugh.
Yeah, because he got in trouble. I remember they were telling me he got in trouble in school a lot because whenever he got done with his work, he would get bored and entertain the class.
Yeah, he's showing me dance on top of desks and stuff. He would do all kinds of stuff. And he really was. He was sort of that sunshine, that joy that came in. The main thing that he wants you to know is that your mother is not sorry. Sometimes, and Brandon, I want you to take this in your heart. It may not have been something you've expressed, but sometimes you feel as though your mom may have wished it was you instead of him that was gone.
She might have wished what?
I said sometimes you think that you feel as though they maybe wished that he was still here and you were gone.
Yeah, I think subconsciously I think I do.
Yeah, he said that's not true, not at all. Your mother's never thought that thought. Nobody has never thought that at all. And they don't compare you to him, but you two mm-hmm. are very much alike. And yes, mm-hmm. he is around you. He is around you a lot. But he says the thing about it is he doesn't like the way you try to distance yourself from your mother. So what's that about?
I guess because you could say it's the fact that, you know, in case I'm happening to her, I don't want to really take it too hard and kind of like, I guess we're, you know, kind of preparing myself because I know I'm getting older, they're getting older, and I'm like, you know, if I feel like depend on her being there too much, that if it happened, I could, you know, I could lose it. Because when I was real young, before I was awake, of course, I used to pray that I'd die before my mother did, you know, because I couldn't really imagine it, you know, imagine her not being here.
Yeah. Well,
so I guess
so
as I got older, I kind of wanted to distance mm-hmm. myself a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I want you to know, so you know that that's something that you really haven't shared with anybody, and your brother just told me that. That's what you try to do is distance yourself. He says, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't prepare. One of the things or the reasons why a lot of things are happening for you is because you've kind of lived your life preparing for death. And you got to start mm-hmm. living your life to prepare to live and not to die. Because a dead man don't need nothing. You don't need no money. Mm-hmm. You don't need no car. What you need a car for? What you need a place to stay for? What you need a job for? You don't need none of that. So you have to start living to prepare yourself to live and not to die and to love your mother as much. Those thoughts that you have when you just want to just tell her, love her or hug her or say something to her, you need to do that. Don't be afraid of death because no one truly dies. Ever. We evolve ourselves from here.
Is there anything he wanted me to tell the rest of them? Because I don't know if he's disappointed by the way my siblings are behaving towards one another right now.
Well, it is some, you know, interesting enough, I pulled a card for you from the Kim deck and the Tree of Life came up. And the Tree of Life is all about family issues, about how the family is getting along. And a big part of that, he says, that you could really stop a lot of that bickering and stuff going back and forth, but you won't.
They don't listen, because I feel like, because anytime I go to say anything, it's like I'm the youngest, and it's like they don't want to listen to me, because it's like, well, I'm the youngest, and I don't know what I'm talking about. So I was like, maybe if it's something that I know that they know coming from him, they'll be like, okay, you know what you're talking about. Because when I do try it, it's like it blows up to arguments, and don't nobody want to hear it, especially if anything comes up containing him. You know, it's kind of like they kind of don't want to talk about him, because I try to get them to talk about him more, and they kind of like, you know, like one of the brothers where I'm at now, he doesn't mind doing it, but like the rest of my family kind of like, you know, because I kind of wanted them to get together like for his birthday and stuff. I'm like, we should start, you know, still acknowledging him even though he's gone, because, you know, I feel his presence, but they kind of don't do that.
Well, you know, that everybody gets to kind of grieve in their own way, you know. But I will tell you this, he is just letting me know that something happened when he was around 12 or 13 years old. So that was something big. I don't know what it is, but it has something to do with water, and it has something to do with people dancing and a party. So the main thing, that's it. The message he has is, his message is for you, is for you to live life to the fullest. And stop preparing to die, and to be closer to your mother, and to communicate, because he's fine. He's able to do a lot of things that he wanted to do, and one of the things that he loved to do is, like, he was into the whole music thing and rapping thing and all of that stuff, too.
Mm-hmm. I'm into acting.
Mm-hmm. But he enjoyed all of that stuff. He enjoyed music. He enjoyed the arts. He enjoyed all of that stuff. And he loved to laugh, have fun, and laugh and live his life. And you have to begin to start living your life too. You have to do it. And you can't stop showing love to your mother. But that's a big missing piece of the family coming together. And stop thinking because you're the youngest, you can't have no say and people don't want to listen to you. That's not true. And nobody is wishing that something would have happened to you. Nobody. He's saying that that was the most peaceful way for him to go. That was it. He did his time here. He's moved on. And learning about a lot of things, because he was kind of somewhat conscious in his own way.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, you know, he's talking a lot about some of his sneakers or something he had. I don't know who ended up, what they ended up doing with them or his clothes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't there somebody else there with him, too? It wasn't just him that passed. Who else passed away?
Well, we had my mother also had a daughter. She was on my baby, and she had passed. She was mm-hmm. living. She lived for a few days, and then she passed away.
Okay.
But if that is what it is, they didn't, you know, of course they didn't die at the same time, but.
No. Mm-mm. No, but he just let me know that it wasn't just him.
Yeah, I also had a sister, like I said, but that was before I was born. She, my mother had her, and she only lived for like a couple of days, and she had passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Her name was Anita.
Yeah. So, but he's around all of the family and loving you guys too. Still having fun, and he's still taking classes. He was really, really young, you know, and you know, he was young. And still, he's kind of working on his way of coming back. He doesn't know when, but he's going to reincarnate again. It's still some more things that he wants to do. Yeah.
I'm thinking because that's funny you say that because I know that my mother, and my father, because I don't have any kids, and I and they be giving hints. You know, my mother. She does, but she just doesn't want me to have a child by, I guess, the wrong person.
Mm-hmm.
And my father, he made reference to like with me having a baby or whatever, and I'm like, I don't have any kids. And mm-hmm. I think they want to make sure they want to see a grandchild for me.
Mhm. Yeah, eventually you'll have one. Eventually, you will.
And one more question. Do you see anything dealing with my relationship with women?
Yeah, because that's a little rocky for you.
Tell me about it. You hear me?
That's a little rocky for you right there.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Ooh, we got to love the brothers. Mm. You know, the thing about it is, you're looking for a woman that is a young version of your mother. That's what you're looking
yep.
for. You're looking for somebody.
Yep.
I'm telling you, I see it so clear. You're looking for a woman that could just love you. Not like your mother, but just like that young version of like your mom to give you that kind of love. And that's your whole thing. You're not really trying to date girls. You're really trying to find that girl, not date.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
you know, you have to, and I know as a man, that's probably an uncomfortable position to say, I'm not trying to date. I'm really trying to find that girl. So, you know, but you got to look for that girl. That girl ain't going to be hanging out in the streets and this party and that. She ain't going to be there. That ain't where that girl is going to be. So you got to
get
out.
I don't be in those type of environments, really.
I know you don't. That's what I'm telling
mm-hmm.
you. You got to
mm-hmm.
get out. You got to get out. You got to enjoy life. And that girl is out there, and she's waiting on you. Mm-hmm. She's waiting on you. Mm-hmm. She's waiting on you. Because the ones that you're around right now, they can only hold your attention for 1.25 seconds. And after that,
yep.
if they not talking about anything else sexual, you really are not interested because they conversation can't hold your attention at all. And you need someone that can really, really connect with you on that mental level, on that mental spiritual level.
Yeah, I can only deal with them for a certain amount of time, and I'll try. I'm like, well, maybe sometimes I'm tripping, but I'd be like, just something's not there.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people say, you know, I'm looking for a perfect woman. I'm like, no, I'm not.
No, you're
you
not.
Know?
You're not.
I'm like, I'm not looking for somebody perfect.
No, you're not. I will vouch for you. You certainly are not. You're just looking for someone with a beautiful heart and that really just enjoys life and wants to talk and like to talk like you. And, hey, she got a good guy because whoever gets you, there is going to be a very, very lucky young lady. Very lucky young lady.
Now, can I ask you this? Would she be awake?
What do you mean awake, Brandon? She better not be asleep. Shit, what you mean awake?
Oh, I think you know. You know, like on the you know, above, you know, basically on the level where I'm at with just understanding that, you know, life is more about the journey now. It's not about being trapped into this,
mm-hmm.
This, you know, this westernized way of thinking, basically just, you know, to get into, start to learn and learn
oh, yes.
about who
of
you are.
Of course she can be. Of course she can be. Yes. yeah, exactly. And they're saying exactly what I'm thinking in the chat room. She going to help your ass wake up.
Yeah, I know because I know that, you know, a woman is really gonna like bring the best out in me too. You know, I know that.
Yes, of course she will. Of course she will. That's what all good women do. That's what we do. That's what all good sisters do. And it's a whole bunch of them out there. It's a whole bunch of beautiful sisters out there, just like there's a whole bunch of beautiful brothers out there. The Remix family is about to point somewhere close to 2,500 and growing every day. And it's a whole bunch of beautiful sisters out there looking for brothers that are really pure at heart. Mm-hmm. And vice versa. So they're there. Mm-hmm. They're there. Mm-hmm. And the brothers in the chat room say, yep, I can see them. They know.
Man, I appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, so, know those things are going to come for you, but really you're in a good place. It's a time for you to do some reflecting and really just start to think about that. But definitely your brother wants you to show more love to your mom and not hold that back and stop living your life to die and start living your life to live.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, peace and love to you, Brandon. It was a joy talking to you.
All right. Same here. I really appreciate it. God love you, too. Well, I love all women, you know.
Yes. Yes, Brandon. We know you love the women. Much love to you, Brandon, too. Love you, too.
Okay.
Peace and love.
Bye.
Beautiful. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Whoa, so many of you guys on the phone lines here. Let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 703. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Ms. Blue, it's James from Virginia.
Okay,
and,
greetings.
Greetings to you. Thank you so much for having your show.
Oh, welcome, James. James, where you at? It's a lot going on over there, James.
Yeah, I just got my babies up. They just watching Finding Nemo.
Okay. Well, greetings to you and the babies, James. Can you step in the other room? Because they look like they running shop over there.
Yeah. Sure. No problem. I called in late, so I don't know if I'm on the subject, I just called in.
You ain't that late, James.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just caught the last brother's call. I was wondering if I could have a reading.
Okay, James. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of opportunities. Well, there's a lot of opportunities I'm trying to create. When it comes back to physical, it's like, come on, bro. You know what you just had. You only had a phone call for this and it just an interview for this one. But I was just wondering about career path and just other things in regards to family and the unity of the family.
Okay, James.
Also,
you just
a career.
Okay. You said a whole lot of nothing, James. No. James, you said a whole lot of nothing. James said, well, I got a phone call and I got a lot of potential and the family and James,
right.
You do need to go in another room. We can't even hear you, James.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Nemo is taking over.
Wow. Okay. Okay, is this any better?
Yes.
Okay.
Sound like you're in the bathroom, but it's all good.
Oh, okay.
Oh my goodness. Okay, James. So what's your questions? Come on. Let me get to that. Let me get busy with this. Okay.
Well, I'm trying to attract a better financial income for to take care of my family.
Okay.
There's discord between, wife and mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I'm wondering if I'm an enabler to
of course
a family
you are.
Member. Yeah, mm-hmm. And I'm trying to step out of that position.
Yeah.
And trying to make it, and I'm really trying hard not to be spiteful. I've called before, and you said step away from the passive aggression, and I've just, I feel like I have been. I've been watching my actions and my words, and I've been really trying to make myself understood on why I take a certain spot, and I've been trying to move away towards being an enabler. And also I was just wondering about like career opportunities because there's been a lot of back and forth in regards to that. And
let's just say this. I'm going to talk really fast because I think I'm still getting some feedback from you. You don't have me on speaker by chance. I know you don't do that.
No, I don't.
Yeah, so it's just some feedback coming back from the line. But here's one of the things I want to say. You have made some adjustments. You've made some changes. You want to find out when are you going to get a job, basically, that's going to be worth enough so that you could come in the house and they could start respecting you as the man of the house.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't enough money. There's not enough money on the planet that's going to make that happen. You do know that, right? Like, you could be making $1 billion and come in the house, and them two women going to still shut your ass down.
Wow.
I just want you to understand what you're working with. Here's the thing. Your role is not trying to do anything with your mother-in-law. That's not your place.
No, mother is...
James?
Hello?
Yes?
Okay. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yeah, no, it's... I'm trying to unify the relationship between my wife and her mother-in-law, which is my mother.
Which is your mother. I misspoke, but what I said is still the same. That's not your place.
I understand.
Stay out of it. That's not your place. Your wife is a grown woman.
Mm-hmm.
That's not your place to be in between your mama and your wife. And then you need to also let your mother know she needs to respect your wife. Because that's your wife. You chose that woman, not her. See, that's what your wife is mad about. Your wife is mad because you won't stand up to your mama. So you got both of them sort of kind of pimping you around. Your mama pimping you and your wife. And you trying to please two women, that don't never work. You don't watch TV? Mm-hmm. You ain't watched other men? You can't please two women? That ain't finna work. That is not going to work. So you need to let your mother know that this is your wife that you chose, and you need to respect her. Mm-hmm. And need to let your wife know that you are not her communication piece for your mother. If she got something she want to say, she's a grown-ass woman. She need to say it to your mother. Both of y'all acting like y'all scared of your mama.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What's she going to say? I don't want to watch grandkids no more?
Yeah.
That's what y'all scared of? Y'all scared you're going to have to pay some daycare?
Yeah, I think it's just the fear. I mean, because it seems like there's a lot that she could say because of the financial situation. You know, because she
the financial situation has nothing to do with letting somebody take advantage of you.
Mm-hmm.
But know that mothers are always going to do what mothers do. We mother. That's what mothers do. You understand? It's not even that she's doing anything wrong. That's what mothers do. Why do you think people get grown and they go and they move the lawn? Because mama is going to do what mama going to do.
Right.
Period. You understand? That's what mothers do. Just like fathers do what they going to do. They going to do what they going to do. My thing is, I don't understand why you are allowing this to rule your life. People say shit all day. Let that shit go in an ear and out of ear. You don't have to react to everything your mother says. Mm-hmm. And she don't get to raise your children. She already done raised you.
Yeah, that's true.
Because this is what your wife is mad about. Because it's like she has more control over everything than your own wife.
Do you have any words of stepping out of this position of being an enabler in a peaceful way?
Yeah, well, you know, I wanna change that word because you're not really being. Because you're such a sweet brother, I don't really want to say it.
No, they come hard, man. I know tough love. I know what that is.
You know all about that. Look, you need to man up or baby the fuck down because you babying down. You understand? Mm. You need to just let your mother know you love her, but there needs to be a place. But in the same token, if you would step out of that position between those two women, they would get along very well. You're the reason they don't get along. You got to understand that. You're the reason they don't get along. So get out the way. They are allowed to build their own relationship with each other to get to know each other. So when your wife is telling you to tell your, you need to tell your, no, you need to tell her, not me. You get it? But by the same token, you need to let your mother know, this is my wife. I chose her. Your mother is not going to tell you, get out. She ain't going to say that to you.
Mm-hmm. Hold on one second. Talia, hold on, baby. Hold on. Yes.
Okay. And I think it's beautiful that you spend time taking care of the children and you're there with the children. But if that's not the position you need to be in, then you need to have a serious conversation with your wife and let her know that even though there are some men who like husbandry, you don't want that to be your full-time job. And then she's going to tell you, then your ass better go find a job.
Right. Yeah, I have no problem working. Trust me, I have no problem working, and this just, I'm going to put my ass out there. It's just that now that I have done, the fruits are starting to blossom. So I'm wondering, what will the future hold when it comes to the opportunities? You know, am I going to choose the right one, or which one?
Of course you are. But listen, see, you doing the same thing. Don't go with the same mind. Of course you're going to choose the fucking right one. Why wouldn't you? What you going to do? Choose something stupid? No, you're not going to do that. Because you have to take care of your family. I need you to have that confidence in yourself that you are going to do the right thing. You need to start investing in yourself so that you can be able to get to that position. See, this is why we do classes like self-invested. So you can be in the position where you can work these things out and get yourself together. Of course you're going to do the right thing.
Okay.
Of course you are. You worried about something that ain't even happened. What you need to be worried about is what's going on in that house and how you're responding to these two women who both truly love you. And I'll tell you, there's a part of you, Jane, you kind of like that damn attention. That's kind of sexy to you.
Mm. That's a flash.
Nah, that ain't the first. You like it.
No, that's the flesh. That's the flesh. No, I mean, yeah, I feel you because I've been pondering on that as well.
The flesh? Yeah. That ain't no flesh. That's you, James. James said that's the flesh. James, that's your ass. That ain't the flesh. Oh, I'm so done on that one. James said that's the flesh.
No, I mean I can't deny what you're saying because you know you're right.
So that's it. That's what you do. Of course you're going to make the right decision. Of course you are. You need to make a decision, put your foot down, and say what it's going to be. That's it. You know? Or, you know, accept the fact, and I mean, it's okay because everybody's relationship is different. If you want to wear the apron in the relationship and let your wife wear the pants, there's nothing wrong with that either. Is she going to be the shot caller? Is she going to be the one to say what's going on? And she going to be the one to tell you what to do and you feel comfortable there and she feels comfortable with you there? Then so be it. Because there's nothing wrong with that either. You going to be the one to stay at home, take care of the kids for the next 2-3 years while she work and do what she needs to do and she good with that and you good with that? So be it. Give a damn what the world thinks. That's your relationship.
I got you.
No, I'm being for real. If that's the way it's going to be, I mean, I don't see anything wrong with it. If you guys are happy with that and that's the agreement you have that, hey, daddy going to be home for the next couple of years, running the house, taking care of the kids and doing all of these things, and mommy going to be the one out there hitting the work scene, making that dollar, doing what she got to do. But you want the best of both worlds. And you can have it, but that requires work. You can't sit back in the cut. It ain't going to happen like that. Mm-hmm. So, yes, you want to be there for your children, and I think that's a beautiful thing. But you want to work, too. But then you don't want to say nothing to you. You want to be the man at a house. Well, you don't have to be, you know, you got to pay the cost to be the boss. And I'm not talking about financial cost. I'm talking about if you are going to be the man in that house, then you have to start taking the responsible role of a man who runs the house. And as soon as somebody pisses you off or shit don't go your way, you don't get to bow out of your fucking responsibilities. And that's what you do. And see, that's when we start to say, see a little bitch ass in you. Because just because things ain't going your way, it doesn't alleviate you from your responsibilities. If you took on the responsibility of the man in that family, I don't give a damn if you and your wife are speaking. I don't care if your mother is telling you she can't stand you. You are still supposed to be responsible for the shit you're supposed to be responsible for. It doesn't change anything. Otherwise, why tell people you love them? Why tell people you care about them? Why do that? If it's so easy for you to turn your fucking back and walk away on everything you said.
Okay. Thank you.
So, I always say, and I've taught this to my children, it doesn't matter. I could be upset. I could be mad at you. I'm still going to do what I'm supposed to do for you because I love you. Otherwise, what the fuck do I say I love you for? There's no reason for that. People in the world will turn their back on you. You don't need that from people who you love. So you just can't go bowing out because things don't go your way or because things ain't going the way you are. You're the man of the house. Stand up, do what you're supposed to do in that house. And sometimes you got to know when to tell your wife, enough. I don't want that. Enough. Nobody is going to respect you if you saying one thing and 10 minutes later you doing some other shit. Something that was important to you yesterday, now you don't give a damn about it. A woman doesn't respect that in a man at all. You do what you can because you can. You do what you can because you care. You do what you can because you love. Otherwise, don't say you love. Don't say you want to be there. Don't say you want to be committed. Or if any little thing is going to throw you off, and then you're no longer going to be responsible for what you said you were going to be responsible for.
No.
Are you in the chat room? You know what?
Griffin. No, I wish I was. I mean, I'm when I'm in there, which is very rare. It's be just us for truth. But I wish I was. I know they probably.
Yeah.
I wish I could read the comments in there.
The show said, "No, you don't, brother. You don't want to be in here."
Yeah, I already know. Hey, tough love.
But that's what it is. That's what I want you to do, of course, because, see, what I hate to hear is you're second-guessing yourself about things that you feel in your heart, and you should never do that. Of course you're going to do what's right for your kids. Of course you're going to do what's right for your family. Of course you're going to do what's right for your mother. You're going to do what's right for all the people you care about, including yourself first. Of course you will.
Yeah.
You see? So all that indecisiveness is what gets you to start second-guessing yourself about what you say you're about. Don't do that. Don't do that. Mm-hmm. All right?
Okay.
All right, James. So we good now, James? You got it. You got it now, James?
I got it.
That's right. Sometimes you got to just tell them damn women, sit down. Sometimes we need to be told that as women. Sit your ass down. We ain't doing all that. Just sit down. Stop it. You need to tell your mama, stop it, mama. It's Sunday. Stop it. We ain't doing that. Not today.
Right. That's right.
And then they going to say, y'all better be quiet. Y'all don't want to make James mad.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. So there you go. Because you ain't finna win with them two chicks there. Stay out of that. Let them all figure that out on their own. They women, they going to figure it out. They'll figure it out. All right?
Okay.
All right. Peace and love. Let us know how it goes. I know you got to get back. The babies is watching Nemo.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Much love. Thank you.
Much love.
Thank you, Ms. Blue, and thank you, Remix family. I wish I could read them comments, some type of way to go back and reverb on them comments. But much love, and thank you for the energy, y'all.
All right. Peace and love. Peace and love.
Peace.
Oh, that was beautiful. Beautiful. All right. We're going to go to the... You know what? We're going to go to the next caller. Wow. Let's see. I'm going to kind of jump around here. Let's see who's on the line. Calling in from area code 312. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Okay, we'll come back to 312.
Hello,
Oh, okay, all right. Because we was about to go. 312.
No, I'm not. Hey, Miss Blue.
Hey.
Hey. I've been holding for about an hour. This is Miss D from Chicago.
Okay, another Miss D. You're the second Miss D tonight.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Well, let me get right to it. To others, I'm considered like a Renaissance woman, multifaceted, many talents. So many people pull or want to attach themselves to my energy.
Yes.
And in this time and space, Ms. Blue, I'm kind of like, I'm happy. I'm in a happy place right now. I've had some great opportunities through my life, and even now that I have to make a decision on, and they're good opportunities.
Right.
But I need inspiration. Like, I don't have anyone that I can go to and get inspiration or get empowered and uplifted, because that's what I'm normally doing for other people.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, whatever you're feeling, a reading or whatever, I'm open to it. But before you get to that, I want to enlighten you that about a week ago, I dreamt that my ex, and when I say ex, I'm talking about like a fiance that I never married, wanted this, and it was a weird dream. He wanted this refrigerator, and he wasn't making a big stink about it, but he was adamant in his body language that he really wanted it. So I was like, okay, go ahead. You can have a refrigerator. It's only $2,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I dreamed that he was trying to get my attention to show me the ring on his finger. Now, these are two separate dreams in 2 weeks.
Okay.
To get my attention to show me the ring on his finger, waving it, you know, like I wasn't paying attention to him, but he was like holding up his hand. And he was like, I don't have time to do this. You know, I'm married now. Now, this past Tuesday, the other day, I felt a calming lifted over me while I was driving, and it was like something new or supernatural is going to, like, it's going to be like a wow factor in my life. So that's what I have to say. I'm going to listen to you, and I am open to whatever you have, whatever you're seeing in the cards. I don't know. My son got me in on this. I'm new to the remix. I love you guys. yes, and I'm just so geeked and expired, but I'm going to listen, and I'm open.
Okay, well, you know, big ups to your son for having his mama come on. One of the things when you first came on, and I just kind of jumped in your energy a little bit, I could just kind of feel sort of your, you know, just all of your energy centers just kind of dancing all around, which really you are in a very, very good place. It is some beautiful energy that is around you, and that's always good to feel, sister to sister, you know, when you meet another sister. And I love the way you say, I'm a Renaissance woman. I just, you know.
Well, that's what they said about me, but I do feel that, though. I'm confident in that.
Absolutely nothing wrong with, you know, really recognizing where you are, you know, and being able to be comfortable in that space, because that's sort of those things that when we have those moments that are kind of dark for us, that we can kind of reflect on. You understand what I'm saying? So it has its place. Okay, so let's talk about, I want to kind of take you back to that dream. And just kind of give you some of the symbols that are in the dream. You said in the dream he wanted this refrigerator. And I want you to he wanted this refrigerator, and he wanted it so bad. And told him he could go ahead and have that refrigerator. But I want you to think about, when we look at a refrigerator, what is it? It's an ice box.
Right. That's what I'm
It's
yeah,
cold.
I came up with it. Yeah, that's what I was feeling it.
The
ice box
is cold. The ice box is freezing. When you get up in that ice box, it's cold up in the fridge. You know, the fridge is really cold. And you told him, you said, you know what? Since you want that fridge so bad, I'm going to let you have it. Even though that fridge is worth about $2,000, you know. So a lot of times when we're in the dream state, it really is the subconscious mind sort of kind of like telling us stories. And so I want you to see yourself, Miss D, as every single piece of things in the dream, even your ex. That's you.
Mm-hmm.
You the fridge. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You the ex. Okay. You the ex. And then I want you to think about when you said in another occasion, you seen him and he was dangling that ring, talking about, girl, ain't time for you. I'm married now, girl. I got to go. You see this ring on my finger?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So even though you have a lot of beautiful opportunities that are coming up, what your higher self is really communicating to you,
mm-hmm.
is don't allow that to turn you into an icebox, to
yeah.
make you think that you don't need love and compassion, to make you think that you don't need these certain things in your life and that they're not important to you and that you can easily give it away.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to think about it, because I can even say for myself, I let a lot of good men go through my life. Just easily let them go. Boop, 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 boop. You understand? So
this is sort of
your higher self telling you, don't keep letting all the good ones walk away.
Don't. Oh, Miss Blue, I did call in. I'm about to say get out of my business, but go ahead.
Yes.
Oh,
you know?
Yes.
Don't turn into the icebox. Don't turn so cold that you become the icebox and that the only thing that's important to you is just your inspiration for being sort of this Renaissance woman or just this woman that could take care of yourself and pay your own bills. You know, sometimes I think about it and I listen to some of the songs on the radio, and there was a song that was by Neo that really bothered me. You know, when he talked about, you got her own thing, you know, she could pay her own bills. And she could do
Miss Independent.
Yeah, Miss Independent Woman. And I thought, really? We fell for that shit? For
yeah,
real?
Right.
We fell for that? That's not a good thing. That's not a good thing.
At all.
That's not something to celebrate, not to that extent. Yes, we all should be independent. It should be independent women, and it should be independent men, meaning independent that we can't function without each other, because that's truly what it means to be independent. Most people don't know that. When you are independent, you are more dependent than someone who calls himself a damn dependent.
Exactly.
You see, so this whole dream was really to let you know, and you said something that's key. You said, you know, I'm usually the person people come to for inspiration. Like, where do I go? Trust me, Miss Blue, feel you on this one. Sometimes, child, you got to reach out into outer fucking space. It ain't no shit on this planet that could help us. Really.
I know. That I do.
That's just real talk. You know,
right.
Ain't nothing here going to be able to really do that. And that's for anybody, because inspiration is something that has to come from within. See, motivation, we can get motivation anywhere.
Right.
Anywhere. We can get motivation. But motivation is temporary.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really a testimony, Miss D, to where you have evolved yourself. You've evolved yourself to the place where you no longer need motivation. And that's some shit to be celebrated, because that's all temporary. See, before, motivation would keep you going.
Right.
But see, now
right.
you've worked to the place where you're raising your consciousness, and your son, bless his little heart, you done connected with the remix?
Yes, he told me don't let you know who he is, but yes. The joy of my life, the joy
oh,
of my
tell
life.
Tell him I'm going to figure it out. Tell him I know who he is. I'm going to figure it out.
He listening. He
on. So... You know, this is also showing that mentally, physically, spiritually, you're evolved, you see. And so inspiration is going to be a challenge for you, because now you have to truly go inside of D, not outside. You get it? It's no X. You know, it's no commercial on TV. It's no talk that you're going to hear. It's really about you doing the work at the core level. That's inspiration, you see. And inspiration can be sparked, though, from anything, unlike motivation. See, people seek motivation out. Inspiration you don't seek out. You could be sitting on the couch talking to your son, and he could say some shit to you, and you go, dang. That just made me think of something. That's inspiration. You see? Inspiration when you said, you know what? I'm going to call in tonight. That was inspiration. So when you say, I'm searching for inspiration, oh, you got inspiration. It's there for you. But see, it feels different than motivation. That's all that's happening, is that you're adjusting to, it's a completely different feeling. Sometimes it puts you on the edge because you don't know You understand? Sometimes it's not clear. Sometimes you're not sure about which direction do I really want to go. Do I want to do this or do I want to do that? Inspiration makes you patient because you wait for inspiration. Motivation makes you jump your ass out there and then say, dang, I should have waited.
Right.
That's what motivation does.
Right.
You know, motivation sometimes is driven from what we call the ego mind and not from the heart. So this is what you
mind.
From the ego mind. From the ego
mind.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Can you hear me okay? I feel like I'm getting an echo. Am I on speakerphone? Why I feel like all you got me on speaker tonight?
Yeah, no, I don't play with the speakerphone, but you are going in and out. And even when I was on the phone, on hold. No, I don't play the speakerphone game.
I know, that's right. We old school. We don't do that. We don't do that. We was coming up. You get beat up for putting somebody on speaker and you don't
tell them. Exactly right. Talk to me. I want to hear you live. This is it.
Miss D said she don't like that. She don't play that speakerphone. That's all right. So this is really, really the main thing. It's just about you adjusting. So you're in a beautiful place. It's about you listening to that inner voice that you hear. Because most of the time, that inspiration, you're going to hear that voice. It's not going to be the loudest voice you hear, but it is going to be the voice you hear. And how you're going to know the difference between something that is just coming from what we call the conscious mind and that coming from your higher self, which your higher self is connected to the divine, is connected to the universe, is connected to the oneness. Some people say God, whatever you choose to say, is that voice is going to be the quietest voice. It's not going to be anxious. It's not going to be excited. It's not going to be all over the damn place. It's just going to be clear and precise. But that's more about a feeling than it is about a mental capacity of knowing. Because there are going to be some decisions that you have to make, and it looks like they'll be coming up in the next 4 to 5 days.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And they're good decisions, but yes.
Oh, yeah. They really are very good decisions. And here's some things I want you to do is that when you get ready to have to really decide which decision you're going to make and how you're going to do this, because it is going to be some changes. It's really going to be some life changes that happen during these decisions, is really to start dropping down, learning how to drop down in your body and listening to how your body is responding to what you're picking up, what you're getting, because you're a very intuitive sister. And I know your son could tell you, he probably could even tell you the shows you go back and listen to. But you're a very intuitive sister that you'll be able to pick these things up. So the first thing is practice this throughout the day. And you could do this without anybody knowing. Tell yourself an absolute truth about yourself. An absolute truth about me, Miss Blue, is that I love Godiva chocolate. That's a truth. When I say that, I can feel how my body is responding. So I know when my body is responding to something that is true for me, that's in the highest and the best interest for me, whatever that is. And then what I want you to do is wait about 2 or 3 minutes, and then I want you to tell yourself something that you know is an absolute lie, something that is not true for you. And these need to be things that are only supported by you, not your children, not people in your lives, not other things out of you. It needs to be just connected with you. An absolute lie for me is that I hate water. That's a lie. And I know that that's a lie because I can tell how my body is responding when I say that. I hate water. I could tell how my body is feeling. And then once you begin to practice that and different things start to come into your mind and you start to ponder thoughts and you start to think about things, you're going to know when something is true for you and when it's not, when it's coming from your higher self or it's coming from your conscious mind.
That's interesting, and I apologize for interrupting you. That's interesting because I do that. I've done that. And just FYI, I was paralyzed about 5 years ago from a migraine. Since then, I've gotten, like, really, really deep spiritually. And what you're telling me to do, I've done that. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to give adherence to what you're telling me now and at this moment and dig a little deeper.
And let me tell you what migraines come from. Do you know the spiritual meaning behind migraines?
Share with, enlighten me, please.
It is ignoring your higher self. It's about ignoring that voice inside. It's about ignoring your intuition. It's about ignoring the divine right that all of us have. The things that I do, everybody can do. Like I told you when you first came on the line, you're a very highly intuitive sister, but you ignore it. And that ignoring it is where the migraines come from.
And that's interesting you say that because tapping into it within the last 5 years, you know, that intuitiveness and like that higher energy and that divine energy and just operating in my anointing. That's what I tell people. I don't have migraines, but if it's something too stressed or complicated or something that just don't sit right with my energy, I get a migraine instantly and I take my hands off of it or I back away or I go in my space. And that's kind of interesting. You were talking about telling a lie or absolute lie about you. I'm not a drama person. I don't like gossip and intertwine. Like that gives me a headache.
I want you to look at it like that. It's not so much that the gossip and everything gives you a headache. What gives you a headache is that you got to make a decision about what is true and what is not. That's what's giving you a headache because you're trying to figure it out.
Right.
See, you can't figure that stuff out with your mind.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do any of this with my mind. Talk about being crazy. I would be insane.
Right.
So when you start tapping into your true intuition, it goes above what's right and wrong. It's just what is. Then it's not even seen as drama no more. I'm quite sure if you've listened to enough tonight, you know that this ain't about the drama. We can't get caught up in that. We're going above the drama. We're going above all of that.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't even about who's wrong and who's right. Who cares? See, your mind will get tangled up there, but you're too intuitive. So what happens is your body starts sending you signals like, check it out, chick. What you trying to do to us? Make us go crazy? Get out of here.
Right.
Got to let go of the judgment because the judgment piece is what locks the mind in. And that's where the migraine happens. It's like a tug of war between the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere.
Mm-hmm.
And they start to work against each other. When you go to intuition, you move above both of them. It's not about being right. It's not about being wrong. And it's not about judging. And when you let go of the judging, then that's when all of energy will start to flow in unison. There's no headaches. No more headaches.
Wow. I'm so glad I got in.
I'm so glad you got in, too.
Oh, wow. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Was that it? That's what you were, the energy? Because I didn't want to interrupt you.
No. You're certainly not interrupting, and you can't. Don't even think you can. See what I'm saying? That's the mind, judging.
There you go.
Don't do it.
There you go.
Because you are a harder judge on yourself. You got to let that go. Let that go. Let it go. You're fine. You're perfect. You're divine. You're in a good space, and that's it. You don't need to judge. Leave all that judging shit to people on TV. They get paid to do that. You don't.
Stay in my divine space and enjoy
that's
and be
right.
willing and open to love.
That's
yes.
right. That's right.
Yes. Will do. Ms. Blue, thank you so much. Greetings, blessings, and prosperity for you. And we
you too. You
thank
too.
You.
You welcome. Kiss baby boy for me. Tell him I know who he is because he's my Twitter friend. Uh-huh.
Uh-oh. Okay. I'm going to tell him. All right. Thanks, Ms. Blue.
You're welcome. Right. Peace and love.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. Wow, can you guys believe we have like 6 minutes to go? Are you kidding me? Like for real? 6 minutes, Dougie Fresh? We got like 6 minutes left to go in the remix. Well, I think this is certainly a perfect time. Chatting and chilling here. So many of you guys still on the phone lines and in the chat room. I see you guys from Amsterdam here. Canada's in the house. Africa's in the house. Spain is here. We have Jamaica in the house. Mozambique is in the house. Trinidad is here. Wow. All of our international listeners. Japan is in the house tonight. Big ups to them. Saudi Arabia is here. Good to see you guys. Egypt is in the house tonight. Good to see you guys here from Egypt. Wow. Mm-hmm. Siberia is listening. Peace up to you guys from all over the UK, always standing up in the house, and as well as all you guys in the United States. Don't send me hate mail if I didn't say your country. I just wanted to kind of give some shout-outs to some of the ones that I know from Planet Remix here. And, of course, we know all of our international listeners from all over the world are here tonight. And it's so good for you guys to be in here listening live. Know that I will be doing the premiere files. I'll do the Akashic record from the premiere files. I'll be doing that, and it's going to be coming up really, really soon. Email questionforblue@gmail.com if you want to take a look at that. For love and relationships, getting yourself balanced, get over, get some digital love. You can also get the soul body workshop that's there and also the meditation, powerful meditation that I've gotten so much feedback. I guess I'll have to do something special to share some of that feedback that you guys have gotten from the Archangel Michael, the chemistry of the soul when Brother Bilal was out in California, that guided meditation, and just so much love to you guys out there. Self-invested is tomorrow. I cannot wait. Kim Business is going down. We're going to kick off this new session of Self-Invested with Kim Business. If you guys are interested, all you got to do is email questionforblue@gmail.com. Everything is in the show notes. Wow. You guys sent me all these emails while I was on here. What's really going on? All right. Well, I'll check those out. And listen, I will see you guys back here on Sunday night. But I do want you to, if you like the show, you know what to do. Like it. Like it over on Facebook. Like it on Twitter. You know, like it over in the Android market. Leave a comment if you love it to share that message and let us know you love it. And, you know, all of that good stuff because I'd love to hear from you guys. Love to hear from you guys and just hear more about what's going on in your world and what's happening with you. Yes, self-invested is about to be super fun. So, you know, we're going to get ready to close out. I really enjoyed the show tonight, and I know you guys have too. It's so good to see you guys in the house. Morocco's in the house tonight. Woohoo! We got lots of international listeners out there. We're going to listen to some music as we get ready to get out here. It's just, you know, hey, it's Planet Remix, you guys. What can we say? I want you to get some sunshine tomorrow. You definitely want to do that. Get sunshine tomorrow and just enjoy. Let's see. Let's see what we're going to listen to. I want to see something. Yeah, I know, Griffin. Yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to listen to that. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Wait a minute. Let me see. Let me see if I can find it. I want to see you guys. I got to see if I can find it. If it, if if it will do it. Let me see. Ooh, me on the ones and twos, you guys. On the ones and twos. Was Michael Jackson, of course, and I Want to Be Where You Are. Peace and love to you guys. Much love to you guys. Much love, warm spirit. Ashe to the ancestors. Peace and blessings to you guys. Have an amazing, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend, and I will see you guys back here on Sunday night live on Planet Remix. Peace and love. Peace.